Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we have Bishop Bradley here with us today. Bishop, welcome.
Good morning, Deacon Louis. Good morning to our listeners. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, indeed. So thank you, Bishop, for being here. And this is the day, the resurrection of the Lord, and hopefully maybe some of you went to Easter Vigil Mass last night. There's lots of churches. The churches will be full today, but not too full. There will be room to accommodate you. I'm sure of that. So please go to Mass today. Please go to Mass. And if you're thinking about becoming Catholic, or you're wondering, you know, what's this Catholic thing all about, it's a great day to go. You can listen to the Word of God. The Word of God will be preached and proclaimed. There will be a short homily. And then the only thing that you really can't participate in is Holy Communion. But we'd love to have you. If you don't have anywhere to go, and of course those Catholics who have been away for a while, you know, this is an outreach of the Catholic Church, and we'd really love you to come back to the Church. So our first reading today, and then Bishop Bradley is going to give us his thoughts on the scriptures and things that are going on in the diocese as well. But our first reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, and that's Acts 10, 34, 37 through 43. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 118. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad."
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
"Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Our second reading today is from the book of Colossians, Colossians 3, 1 through 4. "Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our gospel reading today on this Easter Sunday is from the Gospel of Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So happy Easter, everyone who is listening in today. And welcome, Bishop Bradley. It's good to have you here. And it's been a busy week. You know, we've had Holy Thursday and then Good Friday. And then, of course, Vigil last night. And then today, Easter Sunday.
Well, in the words of today's psalm refrain, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And now we're able to say what we haven't been able to say for 40 days. Alleluia.
That's right. Alleluia. And I noticed that was actually an alternate thing that we could have done in the psalm too.
Right.
So, you know, say that to people when you greet them, right?
That's right. Happy Alleluia. Easter. Alleluia.
Amen.
Today is the high point. It's the culmination, really, of the whole church year. You pointed out, rightfully, that this past week was a busy week. But really, what we've been celebrating, what we celebrate every Holy Week, is everything that is holy.
Yes.
In our faith life.
Yes.
And it's all kind of pulled together into this one week, in particular, those 3 days that we refer to as the sacred triduum.
Yes.
For us, here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, we also have that very special evening on Tuesday of Holy Week for the celebration of the Chrism Mass.
That's right.
And it's the one Mass. Every diocese celebrates a Chrism Mass. Mm-hmm. It can be on various days during Holy Week. Oftentimes, it's on Holy Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been our custom here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo to celebrate it on Tuesday evening. And people from every parish in the diocese come to the cathedral to celebrate the holy oils, to consecrate, to bless mm-hmm. the new oils that will be used in the sacraments throughout the year. And it's kind of like that wonderful event because it's a microcosm of the whole church.
Yes.
We have representatives of the lay faithful. We have the deacons. We have the priests. We have the bishop, all united together to celebrate how important the holy oils are. You made a point before we even began, Deacon Louis, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it some more. Jesus' name is Jesus.
Yes.
Christ is a definition of who he is and what he's all about.
Right.
The anointed one.
Yes.
And we take our names from him.
Right.
Christian.
Right.
Christ in that name. We are those who, as you've said, and I'm sure we'll reflect when we think a little bit more about the readings, we're the ones who, within whom Christ lives.
Yes.
And so that's why Easter is so important. All of these things that we've celebrated this Holy Week, all that we've done in preparation throughout the season of Lent, all that we do throughout the whole year leads up to and it culminates in this great feast of Easter. So when we say Happy Easter, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're saying a mouthful.
Amen. And it's and this anointing that happens in this Acts of the Apostles, right along the, what you're talking about with these holy oils, every year, we are anointed as Christians and in a certain way, called in a very powerful way. Of course, the church only says you have to come to church at least once a year, receive the sacraments. But it's just like saying, I love you, right? It's just like if you only say that to your wife or your kids once a year, people start to wonder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just...
Do you love me or not?
I would just say, you we're supposed to come to Mass more than once a year.
Yes.
Once a year is like the most minimal criterion to be used to be considered to practice
right.
a Catholic in good standing.
Right.
But we're to come to Mass every week. So, as you pointed out, today's a great day for those that perhaps have not been practicing their faith regularly to not just come to Mass on Easter, but to, wouldn't it be wonderful if today was the day that they said, you know what, I need to get back into
yes.
the practice of my faith on Amen. A regular basis.
Amen.
So that's what we're hoping and praying for. But no matter what, we're glad if you've been able to get to Mass
right.
today.
And I think I'm glad that you said that too, Bishop, because sometimes people say that, but usually the reality is we see that. We see that at Christmas and Easter. The church are packed full of people. And we think, we talked about this a little earlier, how different things would be. How different things would be. Of course, God has this bare minimum of coming once or twice a year, but gee, it would be a different place. The world would be a different place if we would come every week, be nourished every week.
And if we would truly live what it is that we're celebrating.
Yes.
That coming to Mass is no magic, doesn't really accomplish anything if it's not having an interior impact.
Amen.
And causing us to live not just to be nice people, but to be Christ
right.
people,
yes.
Christ people, Christians,
Amen.
In the ways that we live with one another.
Amen. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program, and my name is Deacon Louis Zumlich, and we're meeting with Bishop Paul Bradley, the Bishop of the Kalamazoo Diocese of all of Southwestern Michigan, and this program pretty much covers all Southwestern Michigan, so it's we're glad you're with us here today, and if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org, and also our programs are archived on holyfamilyradio.net. But we're just kind of getting about halfway through here and getting into the scriptures, so anything that, Bishop, that you'd like to talk about?
Well, you know, I think when we listen to the scripture readings, particularly mm-hmm. the gospel readings, and there are a couple of different options available to read for the gospel accounts. But, you know, for anybody to pick up your Bible and go and look at the gospels, go to the section about the resurrection and see what, if anything, stands out to you. If
yes.
there's something that, something as amazing, as incredible, as wonderful, as life-changing as Easter is.
Yes.
The first witnesses just didn't know what to make of it. So what we're seeing lacking here, what we might expect to hear, is for people to be jumping up and down and saying, well, he really is raised.
Right.
But that's not their reaction. What we heard in the gospel today was they were puzzled.
Yeah.
well, what could this mean?
Yes.
They thought that somebody came and stole the body.
Yes.
They thought, oh my, now we're going to be in for it. The fear level was still high. You know why?
Yes.
Why would they be feeling like this? Because who has ever been raised from the dead?
Correct.
People die, they're buried, that's it.
That's it.
They know. They knew. That's right. It's a fact of human life. So here they are having to confront this incredible
yes.
news, and it did not instantly sink in. It took a while.
Yes.
It took quite a while. And even when we hear the accounts, we don't hear it in the gospel for today, but we'll be hearing it throughout the Easter season. We'll be hearing about Jesus appearing, the risen Jesus appearing to people, and they're still startled,
right?
Not sure. How could that possibly be? I see him. Remember Thomas? I'm not ever going to believe that when right. he wasn't there when Jesus came. And the rest of the apostles are telling him, we've seen Jesus. I'm not going to believe that unless I can touch him and feel him and put right. my finger into the nail marks, which he ultimately did, and then was able to make a profession of faith, my Lord and my God.
Amen.
So Easter is that mind-boggling.
Yes.
It was not instantaneously. So what did the angels say to the women? Remember. Remember what he told you?
Yeah.
Just think about it. Remember some of the things that... Remember he told you this was going to happen?
Yeah.
He was going to be betrayed. He was going to have to suffer. And after 3 days, he would rise. Remember that? The angels are saying
yes.
to the women to help them to know that Jesus... Really, this was all part of God's plan.
Yes. And all the things that he proclaimed and said were true.
Yes. Why was it part of God's plan?
Well, I think the amazing thing is that this is kind of the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of times, and I think for them, you know, you think that this is the end. You know, it's the end of the story, but it's actually the beginning of the story.
The culmination.
Yes. So here we are, just as we're sitting here having this conversation. This is the beginning. Then we go out there.
Right.
Carrying Christ in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree. You know, you think of this, and I think for people, you know, and as we started earlier, people who don't go to church a lot, people who don't go to church at all, people who think, you know, the church is full of hypocrites, which is true, and it's full of sinners too. And we're broken.
And we have room for more.
And we have room for more. But you think about, it's just the beginning. It's like when you just go to church at Christmas and Easter, it's just like going to the tomb,
mm-hmm.
right? You're confused. Mm-hmm. What's going on? What's happening? What's, you know, maybe you don't understand how to stand up and kneel and you don't know the prayers. But that's just the beginning. If you really want mm-hmm. to know, start going to church every week mm-hmm. and watch the story build as mm-hmm. it does through
right.
the Gospels.
You know, but I think that's where people, you know, Jesus did tell the apostles this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He did reveal this to his followers. This was going to happen. But they didn't want to believe that.
Right.
How could anybody hurt him? I mean, after all, he was this miracle worker. He was this wonder. They didn't yet know and understand who Jesus really was.
Yes.
And it was only after the resurrection, it was only because of Easter that the pieces began to fall into place and they began to understand. It took a while. So for us, you know, we need to see the big picture. We need to step back and to see that from the very beginning, God, when he started to form and make his covenant with his chosen people
mm-hmm.
thousands of years before he sent Jesus into the world, It was all for a purpose. It was building up to what it was that Jesus accomplished. The salvation of the world.
Yes.
The redemption of all humanity from the power of sin and death.
Yes, sir.
And that's what Easter is.
It's really beautiful. And there's also these readings that was just before, you know, as we were heading towards Easter, this building up of that Christ becomes the lowliest person in the world, becomes a slave to us. And he is going to be a servant that serves us. Not that we serve him, but he calls us to do the same. Right? Calls us to do the same thing, to be a servant. Carry Christ into the room. Carry Christ into your work. Carry Christ into your everyday life. And part of that, the second reading from Colossians, those of us who are baptized, and it kind of hit me in a very powerful way too. Do I think about that? That because of my baptism, I am carrying Christ in me into the world. And what do I do with that? How do I act?
Well, you know, St. Paul, who is, of course, the one who wrote that letter to the Colossians and that part that we heard today, I mean, that is probably the thing that changed his life so significantly. And he's the one who's said many, many times, it's Christ who lives in me.
Right.
It's not me
right.
any longer. So, you know, what does that mean? How do we not be us, and how do we allow Christ to be in us?
Right.
Is that threatening to me, that I'm going to lose my identity? And yet, who am I? I'm not anybody unless I'm one with Christ. I'm an individual, as you say, a sinner, an imperfect person, but united with Christ, I'm saved. I've been freed from the power of sin and death, and if I'm willing to continue trying to move myself out of the center of the universe and allow Jesus to be there, the risen Jesus, then I know who I am.
Yes.
And that's the key. Too often we're at the center of our universe.
Correct.
And everything and everyone's supposed to revolve around us.
Right.
But that's not the way we're designed.
Right.
It's not the way God created us. And again, to quote St. Augustine, our hearts are restless. We're never going to be happy until we understand this.
Yeah. So. And it's so powerful. You know, Christ talking about in those few, the time leading up, you know, to Holy Week, of emptying himself out.
Right.
Emptying, and of course, we're called to do these same things. Christ shows us this example. And I think people are afraid of that, Bishop. I think people are afraid that they're going to lose themselves. But you know what? So be it. Mm-hmm. If you want to truly be the greatest woman and the greatest man, the greatest child you could ever be.
Well, there's a lot of me.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of you that I don't need to have there,
right.
and shouldn't have there.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Those are the parts that we need to allow to empty out,
right.
along with Jesus' own blood. You know, 3 days ago on Good Friday, many of us gathered together and we focused on Jesus crucified.
Yes.
Literally pouring himself out. Literally. Every ounce of blood that he had in his body was shed for not just no purpose, but for the purpose of being the Lamb sacrificed.
Yes.
for our salvation. That's was God's plan from the very beginning. And it's not a plan that ends in death. It's a plan that leads to life.
Amen.
In Easter.
Right. And becomes that day for us today.
Right.
And even, maybe even more importantly, tomorrow.
Sure.
Or next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do next Sunday? So we got about five minutes left, Bishop. It's been some great conversation, great thoughts on Easter. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, what more can there be to talk about that's
than Jesus?
In any way more significant than what we're celebrating today?
Yes,
it's the whole sense of who we are in relationship to, you know, as we've said, each of us, we're individuals. God created us. We should be very happy about the fact that God made us unique and special, but our real identity is not ever quite complete unless and until we come to have this very personal connection mm-hmm. to the risen Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus crucified in his suffering, in his death, in his resurrection. So, you know, I think all of those things that we were talking about before, about being anointed, the name Christian, suffering, you know, having the very identity of Jesus, all for the purpose of not just continuing to live our own happy, carefree existence, but to live the life of Jesus. So,
yes.
You know, to make sure that as witnesses, as Pope Francis loves to say, to be joyful witnesses to the gospel.
Yes.
That's what we're called to do. Easter is that day that reminds us and gives us the opportunity to say, okay, today's the day the Lord has made for me.
Yes.
I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
And continue to live with that alleluia, good news, filled with hope in my life. And that's what we're all called. Boy, to your point earlier, if we could all just have that sense
yes.
of what life can be united with Jesus.
Right.
What a different world.
Yeah, and to really live this life of being anointed, being baptized, being in Christ, knowing that Christ is inside of us and carrying that into our families. You know, we see the turmoil that's in our families. We see the turmoil in our communities. Of course, we see turmoil in our church too. Absolutely. This is life. But the thing is that today is this new day.
Right.
Today is this day of the resurrection. The stone has been rolled away, and now we, even though we may be a little confused, need to start focusing in on what can be added into my life.
Yeah, and I know that our time is limited, but I would just like to wish everyone, you know, Easter is, the joyful family celebration mm-hmm. part of that, a wonderful day for families to be together, to enjoy, you know, chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs and all of those things. It's a wonderful part, but let's always keep in mind why we're doing that.
Yes.
And so as we rejoice together with our families and as we begin this wonderful Easter season that now is going to go on for another 6 weeks leading up to Pentecost.
Beautiful.
That powerful moment where the Holy Spirit really establishes the church and gives us the gifts to help us to go forth and do what we need to do. So it's our cause to truly rejoice today. So we pray for God's blessings upon us all on this Easter Sunday, and we ask God to continue to keep us in your loving care in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Bradley.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Happy Easter. God bless you all. We love you.